This is KMUW Wichita Public Radio. The Wichita Bar Association recently hosted an event called Clean Slate Day, where free legal help was offered to people looking to erase certain convictions, like traffic infractions, perjury, and misdemeanor crimes from their criminal records. The purpose was to help low-income individuals who are struggling with the cost of expunging such records. KMUW's Abigail Wilson was there and has this report.
On any given day, it's likely that there will be a handful of people milling about in front of the Sedgwick County Courthouse in downtown Wichita. But today is totally different. The parking garage is full, its entry blocked with an orange construction cone. All of the street-side parking is taken, and many of the meters are stocked with enough change to reserve the space for 10 hours. Oh, and there's hundreds and hundreds of people lined up waiting to get into the courthouse. Joining the others standing in the early morning sun, I found Zachary. Just like everyone else here, he's hoping to get certain convictions taken off his criminal record at today's Clean Slate Day.
The way mine is, I don't really want to say how bad, but it's to the point where it would take quite a long time, even after this event, just to even get any of them taken off. So having this is actually a good thing for me, so...
He's talking about a legal process called an expungement, which enables someone to take eligible convictions for a crime off of their record. And today, that process is free.
It'd be nice to get that done. That way, you know, you can get a better job, better life all around, you know, without having that background.
But not everything in a person's background can be expunged. Crimes like rape, murder, federal convictions, and crimes against children are off the table. And participation here is limited to low-income individuals with five or fewer convictions in the city of Wichita and Sedgwick County. Alongside Zachary are two young women named Shauna and Jasmine, who are also hoping to take advantage of the help offered today.
It costs so much to get your record expunged, and it's like it's hard, really, because without bills and everything, and if you make minimum wage, like you can barely afford your bills, much less to get something expunged.
You can't get an apartment if you have a record. Like, it's so hard.
A lot of the people here say they're limited in finding employment and housing because they have to disclose their criminal past on applications, and many employers and landlords run background checks. And when you can't find decent work, you likely can't afford to pay the filing fees or hire an attorney to represent you for an expungement.
I just got like two things on my record. Maybe get a better job. Because like a lot of people won't hire somebody that has like a petty theft on them. Yeah, something that happened 5 years ago.
Did you get one of the pamphlets?
Kelly Hogan is the vice president of the Wichita Bar Association. She wears a navy blue t-shirt that says Clean Slate Day across the front and answers the questions and concerns from the people in line. Many of them have been here for hours.
We have $65,000 in donations, and that is to pay for filing fees. We have probably 60 different volunteers, volunteer attorneys, paralegals, folks from the community. And at 6:15 this morning, there was already folks in line.
She says this turnout for Clean Slate Day was totally unexpected.
We've never tried it before, and I think that's what you see. When you really try to do something great to help folks in the community, you just have no idea what's going to happen. We knew there was a need. But, you know.
Not everyone here will leave with an expungement, though. Only those who have completed their required jail time or probation and waited the required number of years past their conviction are eligible. And although Jasmine wasn't eligible for a no-cost expungement today, she's looking forward to a future with a clean slate.
They said it has to be 5 years after you're done with probation. So I'm not able to. It's okay. I'll be back in 4 years. Hopefully they're still doing it.
In total, more than 900 people went to the courthouse to try to get an expungement. And while attending Clean Slate Day in no way guaranteed to give someone a clean slate, organizer and president of the Wichita Bar Association, Holly Dyer, says that looking back, the need for an event of this nature definitely exists in the community.
This is something that other communities around the country have been doing. There is a need for people to clean their records so that they can get jobs, get an education, get promoted, and to become productive members of society.
Dyer says that during the few hours Clean Slate Day took place, 150 criminal convictions were successfully expunged, a process that can otherwise take up to 8 weeks.
We estimate that that is approximately half of the number that would have been expunged between the city and the county in a given year that we did in one day.
She says they weren't able to accommodate everyone that came to Clean Slate Day, but those that were turned away because of time and resource issues aren't out of luck. There's still funds to pay for some of their legal fees because all of the $65,000 wasn't used up.
We're going to work this week to develop a plan on how we best wrap up first the folks who are in process and then how we handle the remaining folks.
Dyer says the response to Clean Slate Day has been overwhelmingly positive. And while some may argue a person's debt to society is never fully repaid, Kansas statute disagrees.
There are always those who will say something negative and believe that someone hasn't paid their debt. But an expungement only happens after someone has paid their debt to society. They have completed their commitment to the court, they've completed any jail sentence, they've completed their probation, and have gone through then another waiting period beyond that.
She says the point of the criminal justice system is to punish someone, but not to punish them forever. For KMUW News, I'm Abigail Wilson.